Members of the National Guard, as well as a group of second graders, gathered at the Old North Cemetery in Concord earlier today to mark the 215th birthday of Franklin Pierce. Pierce is the only United States president to hail from New Hampshire, serving a single term from 1853 through 1857. He leaves behind a complicated legacy and a reputation his admirers would like to clean up a bit. NHPR's Todd Bookman attended the wreath-laying ceremony and filed this audio postcard.
Hi. Good to meet you.
What's your name?
Tom Fisk, and I'm Vice President of the Pierce Brigade.
What is the Pierce Brigade?
Pierce Brigade is a group of volunteers that were put together to respect and honor the 14th President of our United States. And because he's the only one from New Hampshire, it's important for us to remember what he did and how he went about his business.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Captain Matt Henry, and on behalf of the Adjutant General of the New Hampshire...
And we have the National Guard, and we have students from the McCullough School here to take part in that ceremony. And this happens every year at this time.
At this time, the Color Guard will post the colors. Group, attention! Present arms!
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
Before serving as President, Pierce served in the New Hampshire Legislature, the United States Senate, and the United States House of Representatives. He even served in the Army and was injured in battle during the Mexican-American War. That is a dedication to service of our country that we can all admire.
Pierce is not necessarily regarded as one of our better presidents.
Well, it depends on how you view him. During his lifetime, there were no wars. He reduced our national debt by 60%, and where he ran into a problem was he was a strict constitutionalist, and unfortunately at that time the Constitution did allow for slavery.
In fact, even when President Pierce may have personally disagreed with things, he felt his duty to follow the laws of our country.
What do you know about Franklin Pierce?
He was the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House.
He was the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House.
First president to put a Christmas tree in the White House.
Basically, he brought the first Christmas tree into the White House to cheer his wife up after the loss of their son. So that always stands out to me. In a couple weeks, I'll replace that wreath with a Christmas wreath to remember that. Jared Kenny, and I am a volunteer with the Pierce Brigade.
President Pierce faced many challenges along the way. Do you know he wasn't even that great of a student in school? He had to spend extra time learning while his friends were out playing and having fun.
My parents say he wasn't the best president, but my parents still kind of like him.
My name is Joan Woodhead, and I'm president of the Pierce Brigade. He's kind of taken out of context a lot of times and given a black eye, but he did do a lot of good things when he was president, so we like to remember all the good things that he did.
Some people say he was one of the worst American presidents.
Yes, he has that reputation, but I think he's moving up now.
That was really outstanding, by the way.